Here is something that you can do for Lent. Now, I know Lent has already started, and this is a little late, and yes, I should have made this video a couple weeks ago, but it's okay to start it now, and you don't have to change what you're already doing. In fact, it doesn't even have to be Lent for you to do this. You can do it anytime you want, though you can do this for your Lent activity. What I'm talking about is sponsoring a soul in purgatory and working for their release during Lent. Here's how it works. You ask our Lord or our Lady to choose a soul and assign it to you for Lent, so you can pray and work for their release. Then you ask for all the indulgences and merits you earn throughout Lent to be given to this soul, and that if this soul is released from purgatory before Lent is over, to assign you another one. Here's the prayer that I said for this. Lord, I offer all the merits and indulgences of my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this Lent through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your Sacred Heart, and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass for Holy Mary to dispose of as she pleases. Holy Mother Mary, please assign a soul in purgatory of your choosing and give them all the merits and indulgences I earn this Lent for their consolation and release into heaven. And if that soul is released before Lent is over, then assign me another one. Of course, you can phrase this any way you wish, but you'll want to renew it periodically throughout Lent. Christ says we can build up treasures in heaven with the good works that we do. And 1 Corinthians 3:12-15 says that at our judgment, those good works and treasures will be measured up against our sins. Now, unlike the pagans who believed that if your good works don't outweigh the bad, you'll go to hell, the Bible says the person's salvation is assured, but only after they pass through fire, if their works do not measure up. 1 Corinthians 3:12-15. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work which any man has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. The Catholic Church calls this fire purgatory. The Church also says that we can keep the merits and indulgences we earn for ourselves to be measured up at our judgment, or give it to the souls in purgatory. You see, when we sin, we owe a debt for that sin, and that debt can be paid through good works, indulgences, and sufferings in this life, or purgatory in the next, if we don't do the others sufficiently while we're alive. Now, a brief teaching on indulgences for those who don't know. First, indulgences do not forgive sin. They are a work that goes towards the debt we owe for sin. Again, we can keep it for ourselves or give it to the souls in purgatory. You must be a Catholic in good standing and in a state of grace, and intend to receive the indulgence to earn an indulgence. So go to confession. An indulgence can be either partial, paying off part of the debt owed due to sin, or it can be plenary, paying off all of the debt. There is an official list put out by the Catholic Church of things that we can do that carry an indulgence, whether partial or plenary, called the Enchiridion of Indulgences. But some simple things that we can do for a partial indulgence are use holy water, crossing ourselves, visit a cemetery and pray for the dead, and the indulgence only goes to the souls in purgatory, we can't keep that one for ourselves, and you get a plenary indulgence the first 8 days of November for doing that. Saying the Creed, saying the Hail Holy Queen, saying the Eternal Rest Prayer, again, the indulgence can only go to the souls in purgatory, devout use of a blessed article, pious meditation, and praying the Rosary. Notice that praying the Rosary carries 6 partial indulgences. In order to earn a plenary indulgence, in addition to doing the indulgenced act, you must go to confession, receive communion, pray for the Pope's intentions, and be free from attachment to sin, even venial sin. If one of these things are missing, it becomes a partial indulgence. Some easy plenary indulgences that you can do are read the Bible for half an hour, Eucharistic adoration for half an hour, do the Stations of the Cross, or pray the Rosary in a church, chapel, or family setting. And during Lent, you can earn a plenary indulgence for saying the prayer, "Look down upon me, good and gentle Jesus," before a crucifix after receiving communion on Fridays. You must receive communion and pray for the Pope's intentions for each plenary indulgence. However, one confession can be used for every plenary indulgence within a 20-day period. So you only have to go to confession 2 or 3 times during Lent. unless, of course, you fall into mortal sin. And you can only earn one plenary indulgence per day unless you die that day, in which case you can receive the death indulgence for yourself. But you can earn unlimited partial indulgences every day. So throughout Lent, kiss your scapular or your cross and cross yourself multiple times a day, and you will really be helping that soul in purgatory. Anytime you take communion, you should go for a plenary indulgence for this soul in purgatory. So basically every Sunday. And if you go to the traditional Latin Mass, you have a plenary indulgence handed to you. Go early because they typically have confession before Mass and pray the rosary publicly 30 minutes before Mass. So the only things that you have to do is pray for the Pope's intentions and be unattached to sin. I also recommend choosing a specific day of the week during Lent where you offer all your prayers for that soul in purgatory rather than your own intentions. In other words, if you normally pray a daily rosary or chaplet of divine mercy or whatever for your own intentions on this day, you pray for this soul in purgatory's release. For example, you might pray the rosary every day for your son or daughter who has lapsed from the Catholic faith to return to the Catholic faith, giving the indulgences for praying the rosary to that soul in purgatory during Lent. But on this day, you not only give them all the indulgences, but you pray the rosary for their release rather than praying for your lapsed son or daughter. This practice is mutually beneficial because you will know that if you fast, it will help this soul, but if you don't fast, it won't be helped. If you give alms, the soul will be helped. If you don't, it won't. You can have that piece of pie or forego that pie, and your sacrifice will help that soul. You will be keenly aware that what you do or don't do has real ramifications for this soul. So you will be more likely to sacrifice and pray more this Lent, making your Lent more fruitful. And that soul will be eternally grateful to you for helping him or her and will advocate for you when they get to heaven, during your life, at your judgment, and while you are in purgatory. Until my next video, God bless.